T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is looking at a lot of dates right now, but the target at the moment is in early June. The idea is that players would go back around mid-May for a second kind of spring training, that would be an abbreviated one, you know, two and a half weeks, and that because pitchers wouldn't be ramped up, they would expand the rosters and go back and play games. We don't know if it would be in front of empty stadiums. We don't know if fans would be there. They would love, though, to start the season in early June while recognizing that July ultimately may be the likelier and better time to begin the season.
All right, that's Jeff Passan. He's looking at maybe a mid-June restart. I've heard some of the general managers of Major League Baseball say they need a month of spring training before they get back to baseball. That may be a little bit too much, but they're going to need some time. Here's the problem with setting any of these dates, and we spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday, and then maybe Trump is a little bit too aggressive in talking about an Easter rejoin here into society, which is April the 12th, because all of these states are different. Dr. Fauci was talking about that last night, that there are some states that may be ready to reintegrate back into normal life or near normal life in the next couple of weeks, and others that may be months and months away. And then I'm watching Andrew Cuomo this morning, the governor of New York, and he's giving a bleak picture of his state and even more New York City, and saying that it could be, you know, 4 or 5 months. And based on New York City, and he gave reasons why he believes there was a huge spike in New York. One, that people are in much closer contact in New York than they are in Montana, especially in New York City. Subways, streets, elevators, everybody's going up to, you know, 50, 60, 100-story buildings. And the other one is that they're far more open to people coming in from China or Italy, because those people are doing business in New York. So there was the influx of people going back and forth. So if New York, where everything is set, Major League Baseball offices, you have two Major League Baseball teams there, how are we going to start up any of this stuff if New York, that we can't start it up in certain parts of the country and not in others, can we? Unless we clean up Florida. And everybody plays in Florida.
Sure. I think that's actually – so all states are not created equal, right?
Right. Right now they're not.
And each governor is kind of mandating their own set of rules. Ohio was kind of first. Massachusetts jumped on. New York. Right. But there's other – California was another one. But there's a lot of states where they don't need to be held to the same set of, you know, standards as New York. I think that's – to me, in order to minimize the damage – if your state is not being, you know, affected as much and you recover a lot faster, then regulate people coming in and out, keep your state healthy and prosperous. And then, you know, and what if there's a company that is manufacturing goods and that helps that economy that is shut down in Oklahoma and they're not even being affected by it?
Yeah.
Why should they shut down?
Yeah,
they should go to work. I just feel like each state is San Francisco in L.A., and then there's a big gap, right? Like, you go past, like, certain areas of Ventura County, there's nothing but beach life, and there's not a lot of people there. I mean, there are a lot of big homes, but they're not nearly as affected as San Francisco and L.A. is, and San Diego's not as bad as L.A. So I feel like that, to me, is such an obvious, hey, listen, let's get back to normal. That's a start.
But how do you do it if the league is in New York and you've got teams there, and you have Massachusetts.
I don't know. I don't know. The Yankees, Mets, they play somewhere different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, going back to the baseball with the June 1st thing, I've heard different things. You know, you hear, you know, possibly the All-Star game is after the ALCS. Then I saw this one, I don't know, Scott Boras actually mentioned. Scott Boras was out of control, though. He's talking about having a World Series Game 7 December 26th.
Good.
He had the whole thing mapped out.
He's talking about neutral sites
and how it's 68 degrees in California, you know, in December, and how it's nicer than most places in the fall. And it's like, okay, well, how do the Red Sox play a six-game homestand in November, Scott? What, do they play on the road once it gets to what? Once it gets to November? Like, everybody just play on the road for the last 2 months? To me, you know, if you go a normal offseason, right, or maybe you extend it 1 month, you play the World Series to the end of October, maybe you play the regular season to the end of October, and then the month of November, you do the playoffs in neutral sites. You know, now you're down to limited teams. You know, maybe you play in Tampa Bay. You know, was that fair because they're home? Hey, hang with them. This is what we're doing. You know, maybe you secure it and say, Arizona, we think they might suck. So maybe we'll schedule Arizona World Series. You know, we'll look at some of the domes, you know, around Seattle. I don't think they're going to be very good. They probably won't be in the playoffs. Let's do the American League in Seattle. Let's do the whole American League in Seattle. You got a 1 o'clock game, and then you play like a 7 o'clock game, you know, or something along these lines. You know, a 1 o'clock afternoon game, 5 o'clock, hopefully at the latest, the game is over. Teams go out there, whatever, they get ready maybe for an 8 o'clock start. And Seattle is the spot for the American League playoffs in the month of November, and it's all neutral.
So are we doing it with no fans?
Hopefully you have fans by then in November.
We'll see.
But work under the idea.
I'm not sure you get a lot of fans in a neutral site.
But work under the idea. I think people will be dying for fans. But I think you still work under the idea that each state is held to a different set of standards based on what they're going through, right? So let's say it is Seattle. Maybe they were ahead of it. Maybe they're much better at dealing with it. And it's a dome. Right?
Well, I'm just saying.
No, it's not anymore. Texas
used to be a dome.
Say Arizona, for example. Say the National League is in Arizona. So now you almost create like a Super Bowl week. I don't think people are going to take a week off in November to go. But maybe you fly to Arizona because the Red Sox are going to play Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. You know, something along these lines. You know, game one, game two, game three. I don't know. You know, or you can figure that out. And you go out to Arizona for a week and you watch 2-3 ball games. And you come home, almost like a Super Bowl-type atmosphere, flying in a Thursday night, taking a long weekend to watch 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, I think it gets your TV back into it, Lou. I'm not sure it does.
You don't think you have fans in stands by November?
Some, but not a lot. I don't, because it's a neutral site. I mean, football can do that with the Super Bowl, obviously, and their championship. I'm not sure baseball could do it, even with a World Series, where you're moving to a separate site.
But Glenn, what does
but
it matter?
But you get TV back into it. It doesn't. Well, yeah. You get TV back into it.
You're trying to play the games.
You're not getting all the revenue back. You're going to get some.
Yeah, you're trying to play the games.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we are underestimating how creative teams and leagues can get with this. If they really are desperate and at least want to, you know, stop the bleeding, they can have games in a safe environment, a creative environment. And listen, this will never happen again. Please God, hope it never happens again. So I would almost say maybe you're in a city or a state that doesn't have any professional sports. Maybe you're in Alabama. I'm not even kidding. You just find you. This is your opportunity to go to a city or go to a state that has no that has no pro sports. Go to Iowa. I mean, there's so many different options. You can figure it out in order to make these games happen. You just have to be willing to adjust.
Iowa's going to be cold, I think, in November.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans will be fine.
Ballparks that can hold 10-12 people.
They do. Yeah.
Alabama. Hey, why don't you go to University of Alabama?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I think
go to these big SEC schools. Go to Vandy.
See, everything we're talking about, and that's why it's interesting because everybody's got different opinions on this. It's the great unknown. So we don't know when anybody's going to be ready to come back because we still don't know how much this thing is going to spike or if we're finally going to flatten that curve. The other thing we don't know is we don't know what the economy's going to be like in 3 or 4 months from now. Is it possible that the economy is hit so badly that people are sitting there saying, I'm out of work. Jeremy Jacobs, throw my ass out on the street. I'm out of work. And they don't have the money to go to these games because they have to worry about putting food on the table. And
nobody's caring about the fans going to the games, though, Glenn, right? You don't care. You just want the game to occur.
You figure out a way. You figure out a way to play the sport. And if the fans are there, then the fans are there.
So let me ask you this question: first games we see, will there be fans in the stands or not?
No.
I agree. We're going to go back to that point where there are no fans because there won't be that great demand for people to go out there, because even if we get the green light here, people are still going to be scared. You're already hearing it from these doctors and scientists who are saying, we know so little about this COVID-19, we don't know if it can come back. We don't know that.
I actually think that as far as just, you know, I also feel like they will take precautions to slowly, like, first it'll be nobody. Then it'll be 20% of the stadium. Then it'll be 30%. Then it'll be 50%. Then they'll just open it up. Because I think they can slowly adjust attendance based on just how everything's going. So you start with the premise, we're going to have these games, but we are not going to allow any fans in. And I would say, so almost treat each team like an island. So each team, and I mentioned this yesterday, each team grabs their players, their training, their essential personnel. Yeah. But they go to Fort Myers. And then they all stay in the same hotel. Nobody enters, nobody leaves. You practice, you're making sure nobody's getting infected because nobody's allowed in. And then you go ahead and you play a game against another team that was under the same restrictions as before. You don't see your wife. You don't see your kids. But guess what? I'm keeping food on the table. Nobody's going to garnish my wages.
Ryan, would you refresh
my
memory?
Hold on. I'm in my basement. Can we just let this play? You're killing me, Ryan. No, you're killing me. Go ahead, Glenn.
Killing me.
Glenn, I picture you in a grass skirt.
Killing me. Didn't we all laugh in a grass skirt? You don't want to see me in a grass skirt.
Coconut shells on your boobs.
Did we not all laugh at somebody a couple weeks ago, Ryan, who had the exact same take that Christian just had, and Christian laughed at him?
Yep. Malcolm Gladwell was on Bill Simmons' podcast, and he said this.
Yep.
What if we take a timeout? Every single player is tested. We wait long enough to make sure that we don't have any kind of incubating cases. And then we play in empty arenas. These guys are all, you know, the thing about this virus is that it's super age stratified. 25-year-olds in perfect health are not dying of this disease. That's not who we're worried about, right? We're worried about their grandparents. Wow. So, like, I don't see why everyone on every NBA roster was tested and semi-quarantined for 2 weeks. And then we said, okay, we're going to finish this season. But these guys are going to live under a kind of protective seal. And we're going to test them every single day.
A bubble.
I don't see why that doesn't work.
A bubble.
Right? Does it? Am I wrong?
We laughed at that guy.
Yeah, we did.
Malcolm Gladwell.
We did.
Now, Christian.
I say we build a wall.
Christian's going crazy.
Oh, don't get into the wall.
Hey, we're not talking about doing it tomorrow. I mean, all these things, the provisions that, you know, we're going to start, you know, hopefully trying to get control of this thing in a month and a half, right? I mean, you just heard, what was it, Jeff Passan talking about, you know, mid-May. I mean, we're not even at the end of March. Hard to believe. You know, everybody keeps talking about, like, school's out April 27th. You know how far away that is?
Yeah.
April 30th? You know how far that is? But anyways, we're only at the end of March. So mid-May, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Where are we then? Now, a lot has to happen. You know, things have to start going in a better direction than maybe this week or next week. But in 6 or 7 weeks, you know, you don't think that people can start actually having plans?
I would like
to coming
think
up
that.
With plans. You don't think in 6 weeks, leagues are going to sit there talking about, okay, this is what we're looking at now?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because you're seeing the spike in New York. If you're looking at the timetable in China, if you're looking at the timetable in South Korea, I would kind of eliminate Italy because they didn't handle it well right from the beginning. And even though there's a lot of criticism on the United States, the tests are out there right now, more tests than in South Korea. And yet New York looks like New York could be bad for a while. Yeah. I don't know how you bring people back in mid-June at Yankee Stadium or, play games with the Mets. I don't know how you do that. New York City's going to have a major problem. So let me take a couple of these calls, and I want to get more into the baseball thing, specifically with what all of this means to the Red Sox. But here's Paul in Westford. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. First of all, we need the sports back. You want to talk about, you know, helping out everybody's morale, you got to bring sports back. Secondly, no crowds until the pandemic is done. And Christian, you hit the nail on the head. They can be creative to come up with ideas to make it entertaining without crowds. Until the pandemic's over, you don't put people like this in a place like a stadium. And last but not least, you can create these guys, you know, a safe atmosphere where they can all, like you said, like just like Malcolm Gladwell just said, they can be quarantined, they can do all that to be safe, but they got to bring it back. And thirdly, ice is not a problem. You take away the crowds, and they can make that ice as hard as the ice is in Edmonton in January.
With no crowd, you get a better shot. I'll give you that. I don't know. I'm not an ice. Is it an iceologist?
I want to see the players on the bench, like 6 feet apart. Yeah.
Can we like talk about this? This is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, even the press briefings now, they have the media 6 feet apart.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Scott in Manchester. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
On here. I don't know if you guys have talked about this. So I'm a season ticket holder at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Really, really good seats. So you guys are talking about playoffs in December in Arizona. What does that mean for us?
Good question.
You watch them on TV?
Ticket holders.
You watch them on TV?
What? That doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Well, because I've dedicated years and years of my time, my effort, my money into being a season ticket holder. You don't think we would get options if it aren't the Red Sox going to be a home team?
Yeah, listen, you might get
money back.
You might get options. You might it's not for me to figure out. You ask Sam Kennedy and the Boston Red Sox. But most likely, season ticket holders, you're talking about crediting accounts for games lost.
That's
right?
Crazy.
For tickets next year. Maybe you have, like Patriot fans, I don't know, you give it an option to go to a World Series or what. I have no
That's
clue how talking. They can do it.
That's
I have no
all
clue.
I'm talking. Give us the option to make a trip to Arizona.
Yeah, maybe.
Sit in my seats. I mean, wouldn't you think that'd work well?
I'm not sure we're going to be sitting in seats. Why are we going to
in
be
December?
Sitting in seats?
In December when? Still?
We don't know.
That's what's going to come back.
We don't know. I mean, I would love to give you the answer. I mean, if the scientists and the doctors don't know, how the hell does a blowhard who talks on the radio going to know? Well,
right.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know.
But I think, you know, I think he's an exception to the rule because I think out of the gate, who's going to be the guinea pig? If they come out and say the Celtics are going to start playing on June the 8th or whatever, okay, and they're going to start the playoffs on June the 8th, who's going to be the guinea pig? I mean, other than Gilroy, who's going to show up at the Garden and say, I will go, I'm a green teamer. People are going to be fearful.
People suck.
People are going to be fearful.
Yeah, they will. Well, I don't think they're going to come back to fans, that's all. If you're coming back in June, if you're coming back July 1st, I don't think you're going to see fans. December? We got a long way. Like I said, we ain't even through March. I feel like we've been doing this now for like 2 months, when it's really been, what, a week and a half? I mean, seriously,
like
it's been like a week and a half, and I'm freaking losing my mind.
It's only going to get worse, Lou.
December?
Let's fight through it.
If you were here right now, I'd rip that mustache off your face talking about December.
See, I actually miss you guys. See, I'm sorry you're saying that, Lou, to me. I actually miss you, Lou. I do. All right, 617-779-7937. All right, so you want sports back, but would you go to one of these games? Now, you still have to pay. It's not like it's a freebie. Certainly Jacobs is going to charge. I can guarantee you that, maybe double, to make up for the games he lost. But you tell me, would you go to these games if these games came back? And we've got to break down what it all means to the Red Sox. You talk about the season, the offseason from hell. Is it continuing? Or maybe it's getting better. We'll do all of that coming up next right here on OMF.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hi, you don't want to risk getting stuck on the road. That's why 60 million drivers rely on AAA to keep them on the go in any car they're in 24-7. Join AAA today. That's AAA.com/join. Tyler?
Well, guys, Delaware North announced today temporary business stabilization measures regarding the Bruins and the TD Garden full-time employees. Temporary business stabilization measures.
That's so the employees won't understand what they're doing to them.
Yeah, what is it called? Temporary
No,
what?
It's called you're fired.
Temporary business stabilization measures. A.K.A.
So
that's, you're fired.
So,
we're not
so
it's hockey. It's hockey talk. That's a hockey term.
We'll pay you for a
TBSM.
Week.
TBSM. Yes.
We'll keep your benefits for eight.
Yeah.
150 TD Garden Bruins employees face salary cuts or being laid off entirely. And a friendly reminder that the owner of the Bruins in Delaware North, Jeremy Jacobs, has a net worth of $3.6 billion, was the last NHL owner to offer any help to employees and among the first to lay off those same employees.
Did he lay off his son Charlie, too? Did he get laid off?
Doubtful. doubtful on that.
We got to dive more into that too. Plus, I want to shred Harvard. I don't know if that's in your update.
Oh, that is a bad
story. We're gonna shred Harvard.
Bad shred Harvard.
We'll get into that one.
Kidding me? You're smart kids. You're not too smart.
The Bucks and Ndamukong Suh have re-signed on a deal with a one-year deal, $8 million, as he's joining Tom Brady. Yes, the Bucks have signed Suh. He's back in Tampa.
He took a pay cut from last year to come play with Tom.
Oh,
yeah. Just wait till. Yeah, wait till he hits him after the whistle in practice. Yeah, good luck with that one.
You know, I always
hey, Tom, how'd you get hurt?
I always respected Sue's
steps
game.
On his head.
The NFL plans to stick with its April 23rd and 25th schedule for this year's NFL draft. Meanwhile, six of the seven GMs on the league subcommittee recommended to Roger Goodell, the commissioner, that the draft be moved back. Goodell ignored that and says, no, we're sticking with the plan.
Why listen to your football people? You know, it's not important. Listen to them.
Finally, the Patriots, one of seven teams to make uniform or logo changes this offseason. Mike Reese says the changes to the uniform won't be dramatic. The team will be rolling those out on social media.
How about next year? You guys see this? Next year, we're going to have a two-helmet rule they're talking about. So we're going to have two sets of helmets. So you could wear a light helmet, and then you could have a dark helmet. Totally different logo. You can do whatever you want with them.
Sweet.
Wait, what?
Why do you want to do that?
Why do you want two different helmets?
What are you saying? I can see the uniforms, but people are going to buy helmets?
They're buying helmets. People buy helmets.
You're going to run around your house with a helmet on?
Sure, why not?
You soft?
Sure. 6 feet with a helmet on? I'm safe.
Glass helmet.
Watch TV with a helmet on? Oh, I bought my new helmet. Can't wait to run around the house with it.
Jesus.
I'm Tyler Devin. That is what is trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can I see that Prince Charles has tested positive?
I did. I saw that. It's crazy.
He's like 71, 72?
Yeah, something like that. What? Why is it such a big deal every
time?
Next in line
after him.
Prince William or Harry. One of the Harry William guys.
No, Harry's out.
Megan so
are doing their thing now in Canada.
I hope the guy's doing well, but I'm just saying.
But you notice everybody makes a big deal every time there is a celebrity. I mean, did we not think that, like, celebrities? I mean, Tom Hanks got it right off the back, right? Did we not think that was going to happen?
Amy Klobuchar's husband's got it, too.
There you go.
Amy
didn't.
Who?
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar.
She ran for president? You remember?
Right. I saw her tweet that her husband did it.
Boy, Joe Biden had more bad gaffes last night. This is not, this is not going well for him.
He had bad gas, too,
I bet.
All right, before we get back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937, asking you if you would go back to these games. I'm not sure if they're going to let you back to these games, but would you go back to the games? If you were ever to pick a year in which if you said they're not going to play baseball and you look at the last 20 years and say, what year would it be for the Red Sox? Would you not pick this year would be the perfect year not to have baseball?
Because you missed less games with Chris Sale. I don't think people are too excited in April anyways about this ball club. So maybe if you start in July, June, you'll be so hungry for anything, you might actually pay attention. Right?
And there'll be no pressure on any of them, right? You know, do what you got to do. We understand, and we're building for next year or the year after. The Bill Belichick method, right?
Well, I tell you, the one thing I thought about, because I was reading about this whole thing, like the players' union and... You know, obviously the union wants players to accrue service time even if 2020 doesn't even happen, which I think is crazy, because you got a guy like, you know, 1 year away from arbitration and you're paying him nothing. and then that year counts, and now all of a sudden, now you got to pay him even more money? You know, you got to pay him real money? Or if a guy's on the last year of a contract, does he accrue that final year without playing? So now you just lost a player in 1 year, and it made me think of Mookie Betts. You know, I mean, what if... So you had options when you traded Mookie Betts. One was to trade him. I heard other people say it's worth keeping this guy. You know, I mean, there's value to keep him for this season and to play it out and make a playoff push. And then, hey, if he leaves, he leaves. Well, can you imagine keeping him and saying, geez, I might only get 60 games from him, 70 games, and walk for nothing? How about this one? Hey, just hold on to him. You could trade him at the deadline. What deadline? Give me a trade deadline?
Well, what about teams that had players that they planned on doing that with? You know, so with a short season, let's just say
they held on to the player and they say, we'll just trade him at the deadline and get something for him.
Yeah, there's no deadline. So, I mean, it's so funny, all these consequences that, you know, maybe at the, you know, oh, okay, we got to stay at home. Wait a second, what? So, but we have Mookie. We were going to trade him at the deadline. We can't trade about it. We don't. When is the deadline?
Or we put our numbers together and they told us the value of keeping Mookie, even if you let him walk, right? There was value there. Maybe we make a push. You know, there's people coming in the stands and whatever. So you factor in all these numbers, you know, the value to keep Mookie Betts for 162 games. Then you find out that maybe only got him for 75. You know, now what are we doing? And by the way, like you said, it may not be a trade deadline. I don't know. A team might sit there and say, when's the deadline? They might sit there and say, well, it's only a month into the season. I want to see what I got first.
Maybe the first day of the season you can trade somebody.
See,
but why would, if you were the other team, why would you trade for that guy? Because you don't know what your team is going to be.
Right.
You know, and we also, we're just thinking about as fans and people that cover the game, we're just thinking about it as, okay, when's the first game? When are they going to play? How do you keep them safe? But there is, like, business decisions, you know, calendar year decisions that are already set in stone for the trade deadline, for stuff like that. And everything needs to be, I guess, because you have to keep the trade deadline, right? You have to keep it. So if you start the season, let's just call it June 1st. I think that's a realistic day, June 1st. I do.
It's optimistic, but go ahead.
So June. Now hold on.
No, maybe you go to spring training.
June 1st, yeah. No fans, okay? So you have all of April. You have 2 months, all of April, all of May, okay? And June 1st, you start playing games with no fans. I personally feel like that's something that is possible. Now, you got to put them on an island. You got to put them in like their own, like, you know, version of like some, you know, jail, I guess, like their own personal Alcatraz. And nobody in, nobody out.
It's amazing what we're talking about here today.
Am I calling game?
You are called. Yes, you are going. I am. So now here's the other thing. Ooh,
you're doing it out of a bubble, though. You and Joe Kostig in a bubble together.
First of all, you can do it
from
the studio.
Christian, you might be able to be the ball boy.
Thank you, Lou. Here's my opportunity.
It will be no ball boys.
Finally get my opportunity.
I'm going to get a ball. But in big picture, I mean, Chris Sale is going to lose optimistically a year and a half. Right, maybe 2021 trade deadline, August, September. Maybe he comes out of the bullpen 2021 at the end of the year. So you would have lost, you know, 162. You maybe you lose 220 games, right? 240 games. Now, you don't lose 240. Maybe now you lose 160. You lose one year.
Yeah, are they prorating their salary? Now, so right now, so if opening day is supposed to be tomorrow, is Major League Baseball players getting their money? Are they getting paid also? There's no games.
Yeah, I know a big sticking point was the service time. That's one thing they're going on, but
it's another one.
The current plan, I'm reading this from, let's see, it was the New York Post. The current plan calls for MLB to provide a lump payment sum that'll be provide the union for April and then May to distribute to its 40-man roster players. So I don't think it's going to be like, you know, if you're making $20 million, I don't think it's going to be that. I don't know. I don't know if they've gotten to that part yet.
Yeah, because if and again, we'll see what the NBA does, right? I mean, each team is under a different set of rules and guidelines based on their CBA. Like, the NHL thing is just the way their relationship with the owners is crazy to me.
They don't have the revenue. Yeah, they don't.
I know. I'm just saying.
And they rely on the fans showing up in the seats.
You talk about draft, right? That's one thing MLB's talking about, their draft. There was no college season. There's no high school season. You want to talk about, like, the NFL's like, true. We can't work them out. We can't interview them. What are we going to do if we can't go watch them in a pro workout?
Oh,
what are we going to do? What if there's no college football season to scout?
What are we going
to
do?
Before you can draft these kids. How the hell do you hold a draft when you haven't even seen them? You got to go by what they looked like the year before?
You do what Mickey Loomis said. It's a fantasy draft time. You just draft
them. That's even worse.
Board.
You don't even have a season to draft these kids.
Yep. All right. Would you go to the games? If they open up the doors, would you go to the games? Jeff is in a car. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Jeff?
So, my first thing about it, right, so we understand that, like, I know the day because it was my birthday, but February 5th, the CDC sent out a bunch of these tests, and they were faulty, right? So that was, like, the first claim to it. So you're talking about, like, the month of February. Everyone's calling for these tests, correct? And a lot of people didn't even take them, right? And now we're in isolation or quarantine, however you want to put it, right? So obviously when the tests come through,
they weren't calling for the
test.
Hold on. There was not an outcry for the test in February, in March.
No, I mean, there's a cry right now. Yeah, of course. But I'm telling you, the first time the CDC sent tests was February 5th, and they were faulty. So they had to send them back, and that was like a big push, too, if you want to.
I remember, yes.
I might be wrong on the day.
No, coronavirus is, something was wrong with the tests.
So, all right, so now you got the whole month of February, people are sitting here scared of it, right? People are staying in, and even now we're still in quarantine, right? So how many people had it, never got tested, didn't die? You know what I'm saying? So this number of, like, mortality rate is going to be skewed. No matter how you look at it, it's going to be skewed. The people couldn't get tested or don't get tested not knowing, right? So, and our mortality rate has already gone down 1% in the last 2 weeks.
It's down to 1%, right?
Correct, right? So, to me, this is something we've gone through before. And I'm not trying to compare it to the swine flu. I get they're different. It spreads a little bit quicker. But it's something we've gone through before, okay? America has pushed through this plenty of times, okay? So what happens after this quarantine? Say we do open everything up on June 1st, and everyone's allowed to go back to normal life. And somebody flies over to China, someone flies to Italy or whatever, you bring it back. It only takes one person to make this happen again, right? So until we have a vaccine, right, why are we shutting down everything? I mean, I get it, like, try to save as many people as we can. But in reality, is it that scary?
Yes, it's highly transmitted.
You think it's a death sentence the moment you get it?
No.
Maybe if you're 70 and you have lung disease, I get it.
Correct.
But
correct.
For a normal 25, 45-year-old person who's in decent health,
right.
You think it's a death sentence? Should
no,
we
to some to some it is, because we're starting to lose people at a younger age. I saw an infant now has passed away as well. But you're right. Those are far and few between. We kind of know what the numbers are out there. That, you know, 80% of the people seem to get flu-like symptoms, and it doesn't really get bad. 20% does. And then that 1% you talked about, it becomes fatal. And they're usually people who are in their senior years and have pre-existing, not even seniors, it's seniors that have pre-existing health conditions. But it's still, and you're right, you can go back to the swine flu, and we can look at the numbers there. But we're treating it much differently. And I just don't see how society is going to be able to just, flick the switch and everybody goes back to normal life again. I don't see that's how that's going to happen. All right, would you go to any of these games if they do open up the arenas? I think all three of us are convinced that when the games come back, that they're not going to allow the fans in the stands. It's going to be a TV event. And what is the first league that will come back and play these games? We get to all of that and more right here on OMF.
The Senate and the House, we seem to be getting along as much as you can get along. We seem to be getting along now on a bill. I think that maybe had even less of an impact than the fact that we're opening up this incredible country, because we have to do that. I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
That's April 12th.
It's April 12th there, buddy.
That was Trump yesterday, and then Dr. Fauci came out after that because that's what the media is doing.
What do you think about that April 12th comment? To me, like, I think him saying that he would love to have it open, right? We obviously, he's trying to be very optimistic, right? that the economy is going to bounce back. We all know why. Okay, we all know why. I know the whole election year and the economy was his thing. That was his thing, right? Unemployment rate, look what the economy's doing. That's his platform. That's his thing. So I know why he's being optimistic. But he did say, I'd love to have it. He didn't say he was opening it up on Easter.
I'd love to have it open by Easter.
You know what I mean? So he's just being optimistic. I don't know how realistic it is. But it's, listen, the guy's not very smooth in front of the camera. I think we can all admit that.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, we all know that. He sounds stupid. He sounded stupid early on when he talked about, you know, it was a hoax and everything else. Although I'm sure there were some Democrats that probably treated it like that, that believed every word he said, but they were trying to build it up to make him look bad because we know this whole thing is political and it's freaking disgusting.
Two very big words.
But I don't think...
Even the hoax, they get that wrong, too. I mean, he was basically talking about the media. Here's a real problem with the media. And in all fairness to him, I would say the media is 90% against him. He's got Fox. And even Fox sometimes, I hate to say it, but Fox, at times, they go at him. All right? So, but he said that. But then if you followed along it later on in the press conference, you know, when they brought up that possibility of the 12th, or I think they were saying that was... 15 days from now, he said, well, maybe not 15 days from now, but shortly after that. And then Fauci came on after that and started talking about different parts of the country, because what they're trying to do is the media is trying to pit.
And he made more sense.
Yeah, they're trying to pit him against Trump.
He knows what the hell he's talking about.
Well, he's a doctor, you know, so he understands a lot more. But in the end, the president is going to have to make a decision that doesn't rely 100% on the doctors. Because there is more involved.
Well,
there is the economy, and there is the, you know, saving the country. There is something to that. So, but Fauci was good about it because he was talking about different regions of the country, and we're seeing that right now. There are maps out there where you see it. But how do you come back to sports if part of the country is not coming back and other parts are? So let's say there are 20 states out there in which it is no longer a major problem. But you've got problems, let's say, in California, in New York, in Massachusetts, in Pennsylvania. What do you do? If you're a sports league that incorporates all of these cities in America and the NHL incorporates those in North America, how do you come back unless all your teams are back? I don't know how you do that.
But what is it? I mean, if you do have that scenario, which I think is probably closer to what is going to happen, because I can easily see some states that maybe have a pro team. They're like, listen, we're good. What are we doing?
Well, I want you guys
we got to wait for New York.
I want you guys to hear Dr. Fauci yesterday, because he came on right after. Because obviously the media is peppering, you know, Trump about April 12th. And are these what your specialists, your doctors are telling you? What kind of data will you use? And he just sounds stupid. Then Dr. Fauci came up and actually could answer some of these questions. But I want you to hear him.
Where are you now with this timeline, 19 days from now?
So, I mean, that's really very flexible. We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do. And, John, you asked for, you know, what kind of metrics, what kind of data. When you look at the country, I mean, obviously, no one is going to want to tone down things when you see what's going on in a place like New York City. I mean, that's just, you know, good public health practice and common sense. But the country is a big country, and there are areas of the country, and I refer to this in my opening remarks, that we really need to know more about what the penetrance is there. So if we do the kind of testing what we're doing, and testing will always be associated by identification, isolation, and contact tracing, and you find after a period of time that there are areas that are very different from other areas of the country, you may not want to essentially treat it as just one force for the entire country, but look at flexibility in different areas. So I think people might get the misinterpretation. You're just going to lift everything up, and even somebody's going like that. That's not going to happen. It's going to be looking at the data. And what we don't have right now that we really do need is we need to know what's going on in those areas of the country where there isn't an obvious outbreak. Is there something underneath the surface that says, wait a minute, you better be careful and really clamp down? Or what looks there that you don't really have to be as harsh as you are in other areas? So it's looking at information that up to this point, John, we never had. So it's a flexible situation.
And I think that makes sense. Because there are some people that say, hey, okay, you know, it's slow in this part of the country, but just wait. You know, New York City's coming. You know, and he's sitting there saying he understands that he needs more data. He needs more testing to find out if certain parts of this country, you know, won't be affected like it is in New York City. And if it's not, why should we shut that part of the country down? So I don't think it is just, you know, New York is not going to open on Easter. And I know that's a huge part of the economy in this country.
Yeah, New York's not.
But to say that other parts of the country can't go about their business.
Right.
That's where you're going to start to get people sitting and saying, hold on, it's not, like, look at our state right now. Look at the area I live in.
Yeah.
Why am I shut down again for the next 4 months?
Yeah, but even in
New
that,
York.
Even in that statement he made, and I heard more of it last night because there were a bunch of follow-ups on all of that. You know, he said, we really don't know. So most of it is testing. Most of it is to try to figure out what's going on. As he said, what's, you know, hiding underneath. You don't know. So we throw it out to people. How can sports teams actually, sports leagues, go back and open up the doors to bring fans back in? We've already taken a few calls where people are saying, you know, I'd go back there. I want to go back there. I don't know how you do it if you're dealing with the great unknown. We don't know what's going on with China right now. China's shutting down their basketball league. But we don't know what's going on there. So suppose it all comes back. So suppose you let certain parts of the country go back to normal life or near normal life. And then you find out that there is, as Dr. Fauci said, an underlying problem, and it crops up somewhere. Then what do? Do we go back to shutting it all down? If you think the economy is in trouble now, what happens when we start going back to normal and then find out there's another boogeyman behind door number three?
Well, speaking of going back to normal and people continuing to lose their minds, I don't know if you just saw this or not. Governor Baker is holding a press conference right now, and he just stated he orders all schools, to be closed through April, opening no sooner than May 1st.
I ain't going to deal with it. I can't put up with it. I'm going to kill one of these kids.
I don't know about you guys, but our town didn't go to the April 27th. We just did April 7th, I think it was. Well, now he has shut all schools down. No school will open sooner than May 1st.
Kids can't stay home that long.
You only got another... Christian, 5 weeks.
Christian, you want to go down the hallway and tell the kids the bad news or the good news?
It's been a week and a half. Honest to God, think about this. Like, everybody out there.
God,
just,
I can't take
it. It's only been a week and a half.
I'm not going to make it. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to make it. I don't think I will.
I'm going to kill one of my kids.
I told myself, I was like, listen. Oh, yeah, there we go.
See.
Hold on. Hold on.
Perspective.
Hey, somebody bring me a drink.
I think I'm going to have to drink during the show.
It's not a bad idea. Can we start at 5? Because we're all drinking at 6. We all admitted it.
May
1st. Why don't we just start at 5? Luke can't do what he's trying.
I start at 6:45 when I get home.
Hey,
May 1st.
I was like 45 minutes. Wow.
So I'm going to grow. I was like, oh, this is okay. So I'm going to, you know, have some fun with all this stuff. I'm going to grow a coronavirus beard. I'm not going to shave until it's over.
I think I'm shaving my head. I don't even know why.
I got to do
but
something.
But I was actually thinking of, because I'm shaving my head, because you can't get a haircut.
You should walk it with a wild thing.
I don't know if you got a haircut, you know, like a short period ago, you know, a week ago or so, but maybe if you were, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into it, and then this happened, like, I'm just shaving my head.
I would love to,
three guard up top, sides, and roll with it.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so let's do this. Glenn shaves his mustache.
Yep.
I'll grow a beard, because I don't like beards. I hate them. But I'll suffer really? For the team, okay?
Oh,
Lou's
got to
shave his head.
I'm
going to
shave my head, like, every day, like, once a week until baseball's back.
You going to send them home? Send them home with some goddamn food, because we ain't got enough food around this bitch to last to the 30th.
May 1st.
My kitchen, it's like a dorm, one of the frat house from Animal House.
Yeah. No, mine is the same house.
Crap
everywhere. My house is the same way.
I'm like, what are we doing?
The house
doing?
Is a disaster.
You ever seen that? You know that movie Lord of the Flies? When they all stuck on that island, they all end up like going nuts. Like, that's what's happening. Yeah. The other day, like, they're just nuts.
From 7 to 3:45 is my vacation. That's the time that I get away from these badass kids of mine. That's why I sent them to you.
One of them came down to the basement the other day, almost bit their head off.
So there you go. Governor Charlie Baker ordering all schools to be closed through April, opening no sooner than May the 1st.
There will be no school. The kids aren't going back to school. Like, May 1st, high schoolers, seniors are out
Well, my kid can still get. I tell you what, I think at this point, my wife will take 2 weeks. You know, I mean, but you can still get, you know, end of June. You go to school end of June. So you can still get 2 months, right? May, June.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm not feeling confident.
Well, I do.
That May.
May, June. Mm. What are we doing? You're the May guy 1st, from Arkansas. By the way, I can't take it no more.
By the way, May 1st.
It's your f-ing job.
May 1st is a Friday. So
my guess is that it's going to be really May 4th. What are we doing? Yep, Friday? We're going to send it back on a Friday?
No.
Just May announce 4th. May 4th.
Yeah.
May 4th.
I think May 4th. Yeah.
Jesus.
God. You guys got to get better at Fortnite then.
I you know what?
You know how hard that dinner is? You know what I mean? Like everybody's there. God. Like the day my kid, I was like that Friday, the day he got sent home from school. There's no more school like forever. Like that's when my stepdaughter, my son-in-law, and my granddaughter flew back from Germany because the season got canceled out there in hockey. So rather than spending a couple of months, it's, you know, it's family time. It's quality. But dinner, we sit there every night. It's like, Jesus, I feel like I got to go to the grocery store every single night.
I don't know.
What do you guys talk about?
What?
What do you guys talk about at dinner? Oh, so what'd you do today, honey? I stared at the walls. What'd you do?
We actually had that conversation the other day. Like, I'm like, okay, what do we got tomorrow? What do we have this week? You know, there's none of that conversation going on. Oh, like on Tuesday, I got this. Wednesday, I'm doing this. No, there's none of that. What do we got this weekend? Anything going on? Nothing. What do you mean, anything going on? Nothing. We're staring at each other. We're
trying to round up snails.
So think about this, guys. So we can't
May
have
1st,
any of
May 4th.
Right. We can't have any of the kids in school till, let's say, May the 4th. How are any of these sports teams in the next month going to be able to sit there and look anybody in the face, honestly, and say, yeah, we're planning on coming back here real soon. Real soon. There's no way.
But Glenn,
there's no way.
You got to give me what it looks like the next 2 or 3
they're
weeks.
They're not held to the same standards as a school, as a city-run organization. Like that's
sure
completely.
They
no, they are not.
Yeah,
you think your school district monitors and deals with situations like this the same way a professional baseball team would?
No, what I'm saying is that you can't have people convening together. That's the reason the So you're not going to be able to do this with sports teams.
No, I think you're right. I think listen, so the schools aren't even in and the Major League Baseball is allowing fans in and the kids can't even go back to school?
You can't do that. See, there's no way.
Just on a side note, squirrel moment.
Squirrel moment.
I don't know if you guys are watching the Charlie Baker press conference.
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
But I'm not watching Charlie Parker.
I'm extremely disappointed because when I watch, like, you know, Mayor Walsh or Governor Baker do the press conferences, I don't know how you guys feel about the guy that does the sign language with the dark hair. I thoroughly enjoy watching him, and it's a different guy for this one. This guy's got, sandy brown hair. I don't like him as much. The other guy with the hair, and it's, like, kind of all over the place, and he's, like, really into it, animated with facial expressions. Like, I laugh at him all the time. I can't stop staring at him. My kid loves him. And right now, I'm not getting him. Like, if I'm going to get these things on a daily basis, I want my guy back with the dark hair who gets into it with the facial expressions. That's entertainment. I'm looking to be entertained.
This guy's not that bad.
This guy sucks compared to the guy with dark hair.
No,
you know what I'm talking about? How many people know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. You love that guy.
I'm watching him right now, Lou. First of all, this guy's pimped out.
Listen, he's doing his best, okay? He's doing his best. He's doing a good job.
But I want you just to watch his face. He's got a little paisan going on with his lips right now.
No.
Watch. When he starts explaining stuff, look at him, Lou. Watch. He's like, oh, yeah.
No, hold on. Are you
a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, he's not Italian because he talks with his hands. He has to.
No, but look at him. He's got Italian facial expressions, Lou.
Is that what you're saying?
But are you telling me that the other – have you seen the other guy I'm talking about?
Yes.
What guy are you talking about?
The guy that's been doing with dark hair and he's got a little hair in his front and his forehead. It kind of looks a little sloppy at times. Have you seen this guy with Baker or Marty Walsh? He is a rock star. Love him.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Lou. You don't even need to know American Sign Language to understand what he is saying.
No, the facial expressions.
Oh,
he's like, I can't do it. It's radio, but it's fantastic.
I would say this. I think
I'm watching this guy now. I kind of like this guy's expression. I can tell it's
you guys
doom
haven't
and
seen
gloom.
The other guy yet because you.
I have seen the other guy.
No,
I like the other guy. My point is, like, what I would like to do is just. That somehow with the green screen, I don't know, remove the sign language and just keep his facial expressions the whole time.
This guy looks like
anyone who does sign language, like watch someone when they do the Star Spangled Banner at a major event, if they're doing the sign language from that, their facial expressions, like when they heard certain notes.
And the Rockets!
I just can't believe you think this guy's a paisan because he talks with his hands.
Okay, stop, stupid. I didn't say that.
He has to talk
okay.
with his hands. It's the only way he can. Oh, my God.
That is, first of all, I did not say that,
looks,
you dope.
He looks like me talking to my family. Hey, hey, hey.
Both of you need a break. This hour has been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, now open in Denham next to Legacy Place. What happens to our beloved sports? It's not getting better. It seems to be getting worse. We'll get to it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.